Have you ever said yes to something and instantly felt that knot of regret in your stomach? Or found yourself going through the motions of daily life but wondering, why do I feel so empty? I have, way too many times. And if you have also, I want you to know, you're not broken and you don't need to work harder. The truth is, most of us are living on autopilot without asking ourselves, am I intentionally living in alignment with my core values? But here's the kicker. If you don't know your values, you can't live by them, which means you'll always feel just a little bit off, no matter how much you achieve. That was me until I took the time to learn what I value. Welcome to Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. If you want to stop yelling, end the daily power struggles, or manage your frustration better, but don't know how, you're in the right place. I get it. I was there too. As a grandma, I finally started learning the emotional life skills I wish I'd learned at a younger age. Each week, I share simple, practical resources that help you develop your own social skills so that you can be the calm, confident inspiration to others. New episodes drop every Thursday, so hit that subscribe button. And hey, if something here speaks to you, leaving a quick review helps others find this too. Like a lighthouse, steady and strong, let's all shine a little brighter today. Most of us didn't grow up with talk about values. Our parents weren't sitting us down saying, here's how you figure out your values. They were busy surviving, working, and doing the best they could with the tools they had. What we inherited were rules and beliefs, but not the language of values. And that's a big difference. Values are your guiding principles, your true north. They define the kind of person you want to be, how you want to be treated, and shape your choices when no one is watching. Beliefs, on the other hand, are the stories or assumptions you hold as true. Things like, hard work always pays off, or there'll never be enough money. Beliefs may come from culture, family, or religion, and sometimes they line up with your actual values, but not always. Then there are habits, which are your repeated actions, such as brushing your teeth, journaling, or scrolling through your phone. They can support your values, but they aren't values themselves. Here's the problem. When you don't know your values, you drift. You overcommit. You say yes when you want to say no. You feel resentful and restless, but you can't quite put your finger on why. And here's something else we were never told. Values aren't static. Some, such as honesty, kindness, or integrity, often stay with us for a lifetime. But the order of priority shifts with our seasons. Maybe in your 20s, adventure mattered most. In your 40s, stability or family rose higher. And later, legacy or contribution might move to the top. That's why working on our values isn't a one and done. It's something we revisit as we grow. As I mentioned earlier, your values act like a compass, your true north. They influence what you think about, how you react emotionally, and the choices you make every day. However, you can claim family as your top value while consistently prioritizing work over family dinner. You can say health matters while you eat chips in front of the TV. When your behaviors align with your values, life feels happier and more meaningful. Paying attention to your patterns of behavior sheds light on both your strengths and your blind spots. When you notice the gap between what your values are and how you actually behave, that's when real change becomes possible. That self-awareness helps you build emotional intelligence, resilience, and authenticity. In other words, it enables you to bounce back more effectively, be your true self, and navigate challenges without compromising your identity. Values aren't just a nice idea. They're practical because they help you handle change. make decisions with more confidence, and strengthen your relationships. And when your behaviors are grounded in them, you feel a great sense of purpose and well-being. Think about Nelson Mandela, who held fast to courage and justice, even in the most challenging conditions. Or Brené Brown, who shows us how authenticity and vulnerability can transform the way we connect with one another. Or Maya Angelou, who lived out dignity and resilience in her poetry, activism, and everyday choices. These people weren't perfect, but they modeled what happens when your values line up with your actions. And here's the good news. You don't have to be Mandela, Brené, or Maya. You just have to know what your compass is and begin living into it with intention. For years, I didn't realize I was living out of alignment. I thought my problem was time or energy, that if I just worked harder or said yes more often, life would feel better. But really, it was a values issue. I recall a time in my life when I said yes to every obligation, every volunteer request, and every project that landed on my plate. Outwardly, I looked responsible and dependable. But inwardly, I felt drained and resentful. At the time, I couldn't explain it. But now I can see clearly. I was living by beliefs and habits I was raised with, not values. The shift occurred when I began to identify what was truly important to me, such as personal growth, integrity, and self-respect. Once I named them, my life started to change. I started saying no to things that didn't align with my values. I started saying yes more confidently to things that did. And here's the surprising part. Even when those choices were uncomfortable, I felt a sense of inner peace because they were my choices, rooted in my values, not someone else's. So how do you actually go about figuring out your values? Here are 7 simple ways to begin. Number 1, think about achievements or experiences that made you feel proud of yourself, not the stuff that looked good on paper, but the moments where you felt genuinely proud inside. It could be standing up to someone, finishing a complex project, or having a difficult conversation. Consider why these instances mattered to you and what qualities you demonstrated. If you felt proud after volunteering at a shelter, perhaps compassion or service is emerging. If you felt proud after learning a new skill, growth or curiosity might be core to who you are. Number 2, reflect on experiences that evoke strong emotions, such as anger, fear, or shame. These reactions often point to underlying values. Did you feel angry when someone lied to you? That might signal honesty matters deeply. Even shame can be instructive. If you felt ashamed after canceling plans at the last minute, reliability or commitment might be values you're not honoring. Number 3, imagine what a perfect day or week would look like for you. Not what Instagram says it should look like. What would actually feel good to you? What activities would you be doing? What kind of relationships would you have? If your ideal day includes time alone, then reading, solitude, or learning can be key values. If it's full of people and conversation, connection or community might matter most to you. And number 4, you can try to put your values into different categories like work, family, and health. Sometimes it's easier to narrow it down by context. At work, maybe excellence or collaboration rises to the top. In family life, perhaps it's presence or fun. In health, values could look like consistency or balance. And number 5, try using examples as a guide. Refer to a word list of core values for inspiration if you're struggling to come up with your own. There are lots of examples on the internet. Sometimes we just need the language that we were never taught. Number 6, you can also think about the people around you. If they could only name 3 values they've seen you live out. Which ones would you want them to remember you for? This question cuts through the noise of who you think you should be and gets to who you actually want to be. And number 7, take an online quiz. Sometimes a tool can provide the language and clarity you didn't have before. Once you begin naming your values, don't keep them private. Share them out loud with your kids and others. If honesty is a value, say, "I'm telling the truth here, even though it's hard." If compassion is a value, point it out. Helping that person was important because kindness is one of my values. You can also make it a family conversation. What value did we show today? Or celebrate when your child models one. That was brave. That shows courage. Children don't learn values through lectures. They learn them by watching us live them out. Here are your 3 takeaways from today. Most of us don't know our values, but we can learn them. Discovering your core values is the first step to intentional living. Kids don't learn values from what we say. They learn them from what we do. So let me ask you again. Are you intentionally living by your core values for a meaningful life? Whether you're figuring out your own feelings, working through a tough moment as a family, or learning how to talk through things with others, you're practicing the emotional life skills that help us grow into the people we want to be. Listening is great, but nothing changes if we don't actually use what you've just learned. So pick one idea from today and try it out this week. That's when the magic happens. And if you want to keep building your social skills, hit follow for more from Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. And if no one has told you lately, everything will be okay. Tomorrow is a new day, and with it comes new hope. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?